Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the Monday episode of the program. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Bonnie.
We weren't planning on doing a live show here tonight, but as I mentioned last night, we're kind of the fallback crew because most of the Free Talk Live crew is supposed to be going up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this week, and from what I understand, they are there. I heard this through the rumor mill because I'm still not allowed to talk to Aria DeMezzo, who is our main engineer there on site, because I'm on some ridiculous bail conditions that have yet to be loosened, which we put a motion in, I don't know, 2 weeks, maybe going on 3 weeks ago. At this point, we're basically just waiting for a woman in a robe, the very same one who denied me bail 3 months ago or whatever it was, who said she was going to do it expeditiously
to make a decision. It took 3 weeks or more to do it.
Yeah, she took 3 weeks to make a decision on bail, which was to deny it.
I guess it might take about 3 weeks to sign the signature.
Yeah, I guess that's like the typical length of time it takes things. So we're still waiting on that. So meanwhile, you know, we kind of have to
have your First Amendment rights infringed, as the higher-up judge agreed.
Correct. And so who knows when that's going to happen. Meanwhile, the crew is there at the campground. I know I've heard that Aria has arrived. Matt, our Wednesday night co-host, is there. And actually, we're hoping to hear from Matt tonight because, again, Aria can't call in because then he'd be talking
Thursday
to me.
Thursday night. Yeah, Matt's Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Thank you for that. Yep. And so he may be calling in tonight with a report from the campground. From what I understand, it's very, very busy this year compared to previous years. It is a record setting, or expected to be a record setting. I guess it's technically already record setting because they've already sold out all the tickets. So presuming most of those people actually show up, it will be a record year for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But unfortunately, the broadcast system there is not quite ready to go. Hopefully they will be doing a show there starting tomorrow, and they will be there live. Well, not live, but they'll be recording a show every single night. So in the meantime, we will talk to you, and our phones are open at 202-380-3699, should you wish to join the program with me and Bonnie. It's 202-380-3699. I've got some news to discuss here, Bonnie, and you're the most recent person who's been in college.
Out of us two?
Yeah, out of the two of us. I think probably out of all of the co-hosts.
Yeah, but you graduated.
I graduated from a two-year AA or Associates in Arts degree, which is basically, they call community college like high school with cigarettes. It really wasn't a big deal. But it was ultimately a waste of time because I wish I could have done something else with that time and not driven to school while falling asleep on more than one occasion, possibly, you know, running off the road and ending my or somebody else's life.
Luckily,
that didn't happen. But I wish I could have done something else with that time, like sleep in, because ultimately it was a total waste of time. It didn't cost that much money because I had gotten a scholarship from the state of Florida in that case. So ultimately my tax money paid for the college, but still, it's a useless thing. Having that degree is completely pointless. But you were there most recently, although you did an online college, right?
Well, yeah, they were forcing me to only go online because it was during 2020, and like when I first started enrolling, it wasn't going to be like that. Then all of a sudden in March, I was supposed to take some classes that were supposed to help me get ready for the math portion of, like, the easiest math class you start taking.
You were going to take classes to get ready for the math
class? It's called a math refresher. Like, you take it. It's like not a class, really. It's like a week-long, two-week-long thing.
Is that because you tested below whatever level you needed to have or something like that?
For math, yeah. Mm. I tested, like, almost perfect in English and writing, and then, like, below average for math.
Were you never good at math in school?
Actually, I was, like, totally fine at math in middle school and high school.
Did you do algebra?
Yeah, but I just haven't, like, had to practice it at all in the real world. Like, why would I need to actually?
Oh, and you've been out of high school for a few years before you started college.
Yeah, I've been out of high school for, like, 6 years, I think, now, or five.
So things got a little rusty. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. So anyways, I was about to do this math refresher class, and all of a sudden COVID stuff started happening. This was like March, and they canceled that, and it took forever for them to get it back up for me to take even online. And then all my classes in the fall, which I was going to start doing in the summer, but so much stuff was just too confusing because I didn't have like a counselor to go talk to. And even the colleges were confused, like, what's going on? We don't really know what we're going to do yet and all this stuff. So I just kind of like, I don't know, I was doing it all myself. So I didn't go in the summer. I went in the fall, all online, and I dropped out the first semester because I was just like, I could do this. I could learn the same stuff on YouTube, and it's basically like learning on YouTube to have a teacher on the computer. And also, like, I don't know, I was going for IT. Why would I really need a degree for that? I mean, I could teach myself online and just start getting jobs or certificates. And
right, the certificates are what people look for when it comes to getting a job, from what I understand. I mean, I've never done it, but I know people who have.
Also, I hate jobs like that. Why would I want to do that? I don't really know what I was thinking.
That's true with a lot of college students, is they just join the college because they were expected to. Now, you're different because you actually put a few years in between high school and college. Usually they just go right from high school into college with no real clue as to what they want to do. And a significant portion of college students actually change their major more than once, from what I understand. I don't have the statistics in front of me, but it was like, when I saw it years ago, I was shocked at how many college students, they don't really know what they want to do. They just sign up because they've been told that it's a good idea, and then they just kind of go through the motions and ultimately change their major like two or three times or something like that.
Yeah.
How much time is that wasted for
them?
Yeah.
Whenever I was in high school, I was a valedictorian of my class.
Oh, wow.
And I was going to be,
That means you're really smart, right?
Well, I am really smart.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Well, I was going to go to school to be an accountant is what I thought. I was like, that's what I'm going to do. And then, like, I was like, I guess I'll just take, like, a year off and work or something. For some reason, like, in that time, I was just like, yeah, I don't want to go to college. So, I mean, even just making a decision on what I wanted to do at all has changed so many times in the, I guess now, 6 years that I've been out of high school.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things that a young person can do, is to take some time off from the whole schooling rigmarole, this gauntlet of never-ending government-mandated education or government-highly-encouraged education, and just stop and take some time out for themselves. If they don't know, if you don't know what you want to do, don't load up on $50,000 or $100,000 worth of debt. Like, that's some of the worst financial decisions you'll ever make in your entire life. And you'll literally be paying for it for your entire life. And maybe that's a reason why, according to Cron.com, the Houston Chronicle, maybe that's a reason why college students, according to the story, actually this is Washington Post they're citing, are feeling more anxious and depressed as they sleep less and spend more time on their phones, as though young people couldn't spend more time. I mean, you see them constantly on phones, and even older people as well.
He's making fun of me.
Researchers said after, well, you're not particularly anxious. I don't get that from you.
Oh, no, just that I'm always on my phone.
Right. Researchers said after spending 4 years monitoring the behaviors of young people, Dartmouth College, that's here in New Hampshire, researchers began tracking 217 students when they entered the school as freshmen in 2017. Now, Dartmouth College is one of these Ivy League, quote-unquote, schools. Like, this is top tier. This is one of the best schools. It's a medical college. This is where, you know, I'm sure they have other curricula, but it's a medical college.
Isn't it in Lebanon?
Yeah, it's right nearby there. I think it's in, like, the town next door or something like that. And so that's what they call the Upper Valley. It's about an hour and 15 minutes north of here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting this show. So, fancy college. This isn't your typical state college or university or whatever. This is Dartmouth College. And this is up there with, like, Yale, right? So these students that they're tracking, this is the upper echelon of students, too, right? Like, this isn't your average kid that wants to go and become a teacher. These are likely people who are on a track to become some sort of medical professional. That's my understanding of the college. They've got like a very, very renowned medical school there. It's not cheap to go to Dartmouth College. You would think that people on that sort of a track of becoming like a doctor, which is actually a thing that you do need to go to college for still, because there's a lot of stuff that college is a total waste of time. But this is something that you're not going to get any work if you don't go to college. You'd think that they would be I don't know, more sure of themselves, more interested in school and applying themselves. But nonetheless, they've been tracked, and they have been very stressed out and anxious and depressed.
I don't know. I think the opposite. I think it makes sense that they would be more anxious and depressed because they have a lot of stuff to do, and it's really serious. And everyone I know who goes to school for medical school ends up changing, like, oh, now I'm just getting a major in business or something.
202-380-3699 if you want to weigh in here on college students and this anxiety that seems to just riddle young people these days.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live. The number to join us on the radio is 202-380-3699. That's 202-380-3699. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Bonnie.
Talking about a story out of Lebanon, New Hampshire, which includes the Dartmouth College, very high-end college, that did a study on some of their own students that found that 217 students were tracked when they entered the school as freshmen in 2017. In the hopes of understanding how they behaved, they saw students' stress levels rise and fall, usually in tandem with midterm and final exams. But since the onset of the pandemic, quote-unquote, rates of depression and anxiety have soared and show no signs of coming down, said Andrew Campbell, researcher and computer science professor. The research points to how the public health crisis, they say, is affecting young people and raises questions about what will be done to support them, a group that struggled disproportionately with mental health issues for years before the pandemic set in. The question is, how long will they stay like this, said the researcher. The findings also added a growing body of research that indicate the effects of the coronavirus have extended beyond physical health and safety, particularly as people deal with social isolation, grief, unemployment, and uncertainty about the future. Now, a friend of the show, former co-host Vincent, who is the host of Questioning Authority and Shire Free Media, and he's still out there doing his show over on the Shire Free Media channel on DLive 3 times a week. He'll be doing his last live Questioning Authority on LRN.fm on Saturday night at 10 p.m. He's going to move to a podcast-only situation on LRN. But he lives up near Dartmouth College, so he's kind of been following the restrictions, not only what's been going on with the college here in Keene, because that's where he went to school, but also, since he's in town with Dartmouth, he can kind of keep an eye on what's been going on there.
Oh, that makes sense why the town he lives in is so COVID restriction crazy still.
Because it's a college town?
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and he says that apparently he's living in an area where they're still cracking down, unlike even liberal Keene, New Hampshire, where they've loosened up and the mask mandate apparently went away a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I thought he lived kind of in the middle of nowhere in the mountains up in New Hampshire. That's why I was kind of confused about why.
He lives like a couple towns over. So he's not right next to the college, or maybe he's like in the town next
still
to the
like
college.
The area.
He's in the woods for sure, but he's not like in the college proper. So he's been able to follow what's been going on there with the various different rules and restrictions. And like every other college out there, Dartmouth College has had tremendous lockdown kind of restrictions. Students at this college have been unable to, you know, socialize with one another.
Have a, like, the fun parts of going to college type of experience.
Yeah, all that's gone. That's all been taken out. That was what was happening here in Keene, was you weren't allowed to gather with other college students during, like, the weekends. It used to be that the weekends were, of course, party time for college students, and now if you were caught, like, going to a party, you'd be expelled from the college. If you're even caught walking around downtown Keene, or, in this case, Hanover, or whatever the town is, Lebanon, if you're caught as a college student without a mask on, you will be disciplined, possibly lose whatever money that you've given to the college, and kicked out. So it was already a stressful situation, and now, you know, you add to that the fact that you have no real way, at least openly, of dealing with that stress. Now, I'm not saying that drinking heavily is a good idea.
But socializing is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it also just makes it like more like, ugh, why am I doing this? I could be out, like, some of my other friends who didn't go to college are out having fun and all this stuff, and I'm here being bored, you know.
Where they're literally forced to be in their college dorm room. If you're not in class, which, of course, a lot of them were remote classes, you had to be in your college dorm room, or in whatever other authorized places you were allowed to be.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one thing that actually made college lamer for me and led to me deciding to drop out was it was just a community college, but it was going to be, I was kind of excited to actually go to the college because I was living in San Antonio and I would be like going to Main Street where San Antonio College was, which is where like all the fun gay bars were. I thought it'd be so fun to like be walking there.
You'd have an excuse to go to do some fun stuff.
Yeah, and also just to meet people there, and it's just cute. And I was like, now I'm just sitting in my stupid apartment doing my classes instead. That's lame.
Yeah, in your case, you could walk away from it because you were just, like you said, you were going for an IT career, and that's all that information is online, and all of the IT careers have to do with certifications. A lot of the people who are hiring in that business, they want to see your, you know, Microsoft certification or whatever the other, you know, I know there's other ones out there, the other certifications, they want to see those. They don't really care that much, a lot of them, about a college degree, so you could walk away from it. But if you really want to be a doctor,
yeah,
you have to stay in this. And not only that, you know, the medical establishment is in a certain way about COVID, right? So, like, you can't break from the medical establishment either and have a different opinion and, I imagine, get through college either. So, like, even if you believe that COVID isn't that dangerous, which is, of course, what the evidence seems to suggest, even the evidence provided by the government, you can't say anything about that. You couldn't possibly, like, write a report that was contrary to the CDC provisions. So you are not only being locked down physically, but you're also being locked down mentally. You couldn't possibly stray from whatever the government-approved curriculum is in this way.
Sounds like it's like meant for a certain type of person to go to medical school. No offense to anybody who likes going to medical or like likes medical field, but the medical field. But I've never been into that because it just seems so like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to do the actual jobs that are involved because they're so like that takes over your whole life if you're like a nurse or something. Like,
but you really have to love it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine loving being obedient to the government and having to do whatever it is that they say in order to get a job. Like now, you know, I've heard a lot of these hospitals are requiring their employees to get vaccines.
I know that happened in Houston.
So the findings add to a growing body of research, they say here. Again, these students dealing with anxiety and experiencing symptoms of depressive episodes, they've had increases in that, surprise, surprise, because, well, again, they can't socialize. Researchers at Dartmouth gathered data through a mobile app that the local computer guy that was developing this helped develop called Student Life, which sits in the background of the user's phone and collects information on their location, phone usage, sleep duration, and sedentary behavior. So the phone knows if you're sitting down, right?
Uh-huh.
It can detect if you're walking.
Oh, so this is part of the
right?
study?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The program also delivered weekly assessments so students could give updates on their mood and stress levels. Now, of course, you know, just as a general statement, not just looking at college students, but a lot of people put on weight during the COVID pandemic because they were at home instead of going to work. They weren't walking anywhere because in a lot of cases they weren't allowed to. So rather than spending their extra time exercising at home, they spent their extra time, you know, eating food or whatever, playing video games. And you know, combine that with increased stress levels, you got a real nasty situation. Researchers then compared the data with the general public's online search habits and found students reported higher levels of stress as people were seeking information about COVID fatigue. A strong correlation between the search term and certain behaviors, such as increased phone usage, helped define the phenomenon and explain how COVID fatigue affects mental health outcomes. And if you were experiencing this or still are and you want to express yourself, you want to share your thoughts with us, or maybe you know somebody who has, 202-380-3699 is our number. It's Ian and Bonnie here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats are trying to pass sweeping voting rights legislation this week to counter voting restrictions Republicans are spearheading across the country. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, spoke on the Senate floor Monday about starting a debate on this major voting rights legislation in Congress.
It's not a vote on any particular policy. It's not a vote on this bill or that bill. It's a vote on whether the Senate should simply debate the issue of voting rights, the crucial issue of voting rights in this country.
The White House is still working to have 70% of all Americans at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19 by the 4th of July. Speaking to reporters on Monday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki acknowledging a lag in vaccinations among young adults and saying the effort will not stop after the holiday. USA Radio News. Vice President Harris is promoting the child tax credit.
Every American family making $150,000 or less will receive the full credit. So many families making more than that will receive partial credit.
Harris traveling to Pittsburgh and noting child tax credit payments start going out on July 15th. It was part of the big COVID relief package that was approved back in March. A country says only vaccinated fans will be allowed at the 2022 World Cup.
Qatar will require visitors for the 2022 World Cup to be fully vaccinated against COVID. The country's prime minister saying Sunday that the government is also working on procuring 1 million doses of vaccine to immunize visitors, adding that while most countries will probably have their citizens vaccinated by the beginning of the tournament, they want to be ready in case some can't. The World Cup in Qatar begins in November of 2022. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number may not be working. We've been going through some difficulties with it. But if you want to try our new SIP option, S-I-P, it is an internet method of calling in that should be working fine, but it does take a little bit to set it up and make sure that your client's working correctly. I've got a set of instructions that are over at freetalklive.com. It's the first article on the page, so if you want to jump through those hoops and call in with SIP, you can reach us at the address that you'll find at freetalklive.com. Again, first article as you look down at the page. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
Also, Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you want to learn about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.com can help you with that. And you can just click on the Get Started section of the site, and you'll learn the basics about crypto, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And there's no better time than now, especially with the price down earlier today. I think, I don't know, get the price right now here. So right now, it's below $32,000 per Bitcoin.
It's on sale.
It sure seems like it, considering that it peaked at over $60,000 earlier this year.
And earlier this week, it was at like $38,000.
Yeah, well, I think it was just yesterday or the day before. So, you know, you never know. It may continue to go down, but if you can afford to get into a little bit, you know, it might not be a terrible idea. Learn more about it first, though. Never jump into something before you've actually done some due diligence and taken the time to really kind of have a grasp over some of the new concepts that are involved. Bitcoin.com can help you do that. If you're not brand new to crypto, then you can get the latest news headlines about cryptocurrency over on their news website, and that's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we're talking about college students and their difficulties. Now, they've already been this sort of anxious, depressed bunch and now it's even worse than it's ever been. You know, Bonnie, you have been around a lot of young people. You know, you're still pretty young yourself. Would you say that there's a lot of people that you know that like to claim that they have anxiety?
Yeah, like everyone that I know.
It's everyone.
Pretty much.
Everyone your age, basically, right?
Like 95%.
It was never like that when I was growing up.
It's really weird.
Like, I never heard the term anxiety in any sort of meaningful, like, I have this thing sort of sense until the last maybe 15 years, 20 years.
I think I never started doing that because, I mean, it's not that I don't think it's real. It's not like I'm one of those people who are like, it's completely all in your head and you're just doing it for attention. It's not like that, but I do think that if you claim it for yourself, then yeah, you're going to start acting like that a lot more.
You own it.
You own it. Right. Like, I have anxiety. Oh, I can't handle driving into a city. Oh, I can't handle this. Then how you're going to start acting. Yeah, then you can't.
That's what you call a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, I think that I never really did that because, like, in high school, my sister started, like, acting really anxious and saying she had anxiety, and I've just always kind of done the opposite of everything my sister does. I don't know, I just really didn't want to have, like, I really didn't want to be like that for some reason.
She wasn't a role model. She was like a counter role model, basically. She was everything you didn't want to be.
Yeah, in high school for some reason. I don't know why. And, like, as a child, I was always like that with her. But for whatever reason, I never started doing that.
Good.
So I don't know. I can do whatever I want to do. Like, I drove from San Antonio to Maine.
That's such a better outlook on things, is that you, and people used to think that way. People used to be taught, hey, look, you know, whatever you apply your mind to, you can become. And from what I've seen, that's still true about the world. That is the way life is. It's just people have been, and maybe this is a bigger, you know, deeper plot against humanity by the elites who are trying to and have been very successful at indoctrinating people and controlling them. Maybe,
yeah, you can't do this yourself. You need the government to help you.
Or some expert or whatever.
You need the experts to help you.
Yeah, and that is a very disempowering belief system. And what you say about yourself is inevitably what is true about yourself. You can start telling a different story immediately. Like, every day, you can create yourself anew. I know that sounds hard to believe, right? And it may not be something that you can do immediately, but it's something that you can start working towards. I mean, you would have to be like a master at life to be able to snap your fingers and go from being, let's say, a completely negative person who's always angry and doesn't believe in themselves to being a positive person who's always, you know, looking forward to the future and does believe in themselves. That's a tough change.
I think everybody goes in kind of like, maybe not everybody because you're pretty constant, but everybody, I mean, most people, like, I mean, kind of go in waves of that. Like, maybe they'll start realizing they're being depressed, and then they'll be like, you know what, I'm going to get off my feet and, like, make today a positive day or whatever. But there are a lot of people who are just like, this is part of my brain chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm anxious, and there's nothing I can do about it. So if I'm driving into the city and it's really, really busy, I'm going to, like, start crying and freaking out. I've seen this with my own eyes. That's why I'm using that as an example.
Right.
Like, oh, my God, there's a lot of traffic. I need to pull over. Like, I'm literally having an anxiety attack right now.
And I'm glad they're not on the road, you know, in that case, because I certainly wouldn't want them to continue to drive in that case. But I think you're right. It is all in their head. And they don't want to believe that. And I've also known somebody like this. I'm not going to say who it is, because that's irrelevant. But not that they had the driving issue, but that they believe that, like, depression, because the other side of this is depression. So that's what this article is about with the college students, is lots of anxiety, lots of depression, usually both within the same person. And the same thing about people who are constantly depressed is they believe that it is a chemical imbalance in their brain, and that's what people are told is, oh, well, you just have a chemical imbalance. You need to take this pill. How long do I need to take the pill? For the rest of your life.
It's not like it's impossible that you could have a chemical imbalance, but you could probably change it with your own mind.
Well, that's where I wanted to go with this, and we can get back to the story about the college students here in a moment, but the interesting thing about depression, at least, and I suspect you could do a similar study about anxiety, and it wouldn't surprise me if it had already been done, but I've seen that they did a placebo study on depression. And lo and behold, the little red sugar pill that, you know, for listeners that don't know, placebo is just a sugar pill. It's just there's nothing there that could act. There's no chemical that could act on a person's alleged problem. But you tell the person, hey, this little red pill is going to cure your depression. And you know what? In a lot of cases, it does. It does cure their depression. So that is, to me, clear evidence that what we're dealing with here is a mind over matter
yep.
kind of problem. And you can still show that information to a depressed person, and they'll reject it.
And I don't care if there's somebody listening, like, getting all triggered because they're like, I have depression. No, I have depression. I have to take Zoloft or else I will literally not be able to survive. Like, my boyfriend was literally kidnapped from my house, and I had just, like, no will to live for, like, weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for some reason, thought of the words of Hannah Montana saying, don't stay down. And I was just like, you know what, Hannah Montana, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to not stay down. And I just didn't. I just made myself stop being depressed. Like, I was literally, like, not changing my sheets, like, eating Cheetos in bed and stuff like that.
Yikes.
I was really depressed when you first got kidnapped.
But you made a change.
I just decided
on how you
thought. And, yep, it just worked. In fact, I was always, like, smiling and stuff like that. Like, we'd go to nightcaps and stuff, and I'd just be like, people would be asking me about you, and I'd be like, just like really positive about it. Like, I don't know when he's going to get out, but I know he's going to get out.
Yeah. And you, like I told you the other night, you helped me while I was in jail. I mean, I'm pretty good at staying positive, but, you know, when you're facing the rest of your life in prison and it can look a little dark, right? When you're up against this evil organization that, you know, they have no limit to the amount of money that they can spend and the amount of time they can spend to ruin your life and your friends' lives. You know, it can get difficult. I mean, I wouldn't say I was ever anything but generally positive, but sometimes the darkness rises a little bit, and to have you on the outside being positive was helpful for me, too. The number here is 202-380-3699. Check out our SIP call options over at freetalklive.com. If you get the time, set that up. Give us a try there. You'll actually sound better. So it's worth the 10 minutes or whatever that it takes to get it set up. Then once you have it set up, it's like an instant way to call in. It's super easy. So if you want to comment on anxiety and depression, are you somebody who has been these things and has defeated them without the use of some sort of chemical? Want to hear from you tonight. This is Free Talk Live. We're broadcasting to you from the very first day of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, although we are not at it because, well, I'm not allowed to leave the house without government permission due to these insane bail restrictions. But there's a lot of people expected to be there this week, and from what I hear, there's already a bunch on the campground at Rogers Campground. More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
All right, Free Talk Live. Got some good news about the phone number. The 603 line is back.
Yay!
That's why the 202 number wasn't working earlier. I've gotten information from our voiceover IP provider that they were in the process of, like, they've actually gotten the number, we ported it over, and it was supposed to happen sometime today. I guess it happened right before the show, even though I haven't gotten the official word. We did just test out the old 603 number, and it's back, so 603-283-6160. If you've been trying to call the other number, the 202 number, it's not going to work. That number has been replaced completely by this 603 number. So I'm glad about that. I don't want to have a D.C. Area code when I have a New Hampshire area code. And we used to have a toll-free number, but honestly, we don't have fewer calls on a long-distance number because I don't think anyone pays for long-distance anymore. I mean, unless you have, like, a really old landline phone or something, every cell phone plan basically includes free long distance. I mean, you've probably never paid for long distance in your life, have you, Bonnie?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. It's like a concept that is going to be lost to the past, and I think that's a good thing. So, you can join the show. We've been talking about anxiety and depression, and the number here is 603-283-6160. Look, depression, as you pointed out, Bonnie, is a thing that I think all humans go through at some point in their lives. We've all had, I mean, if you've been around for long enough, you've had some sort of bad thing happen to you or a loved one that can throw you for a loop and put you into a real negative place mentally.
If you live in America, you probably suffer from depression from just the fact that you're literally a slave and you don't make as much money as you should be making.
Maybe they don't realize that's the reason why their depression exists. But yeah, if you're barely making ends meet, I could see that as being a pretty frustrating situation.
Like 90% of your money is going into taxes, whether you realize it or not.
And those taxes are going to bomb innocent, peaceful people all around the world. That's a pretty depressing thing. I mean, there's a lot you can be depressed about.
People gaslighting you on the news about, the fact that your country's actually the best in the world and literally treats you and the rest of the world like crap.
So there are a lot of excuses to be depressed. And ultimately, I think we were both in agreement that you know, I don't want to speak for you, but that we think that it's mental, that it's something that you can just make a decision. Now, it may not be an easy decision to make, especially if you've been programmed with the idea that you have some sort of imbalance, that it's a chemical thing. And look, I don't want to deny that that could be true for somebody out there. Like, maybe that really is true, that there are people out there who just cannot decide to be different about this. But I don't think that's the majority of them.
Me either.
At all. And I don't think that, I think there are some of them that do it for attention, that whether they do it consciously for attention or not, that's ultimately what they get out of it, right? Like if they say they're anxious or they say they're depressed.
You can't deny that that's, you know, a stimulant, a rewarding thing that would get, that some people would get out mm-hmm. of their behavior. Like some people, like with BPD.
Borderline personality disorder.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. can't, like, accept that things are not, that the bad things happening in their lives are their fault, and, you know, they want to keep going into this bad same cycle over and over, and, like, if they're getting attention for their bad behavior, even though it's bad, it's still,
it encourages
that. It's an encouraging thing for them, like, bad behavior.
Right, I mean, that's ultimately what children do.
Yeah,
right?
That's what, like, BPD basically is, like, an eternal child.
An adult child.
Yeah.
Somebody who acts out because they know mom or dad is going to baby them or pay attention to them if they're acting out.
Yeah, I know somebody in my life with that, so that's why I'm talking about it.
Yeah. So again, going back to the idea that depression can actually be cured by a placebo suggests strongly that depression is all in your head. So we go back to the story about these college students who the study at Dartmouth University that they did over the last year, they started looking at the students in 2017. So when they first came to college, they were freshmen. They looked at them every single year. They have them carrying around a tracking device. Their own, in this case, their phone, but with a specific app on it that the Dartmouth College, the guy that did the study, created called Student Life, or he helped develop this. It sits in the background of your phone, collecting information about where you are, what you're doing on your phone, you know, how often, how many minutes or whatever seconds that you're spending on your phone every day, the amount of sleep that you're getting, and generally how sedentary the person is. And the phone, of course, can easily track this. It's got gyroscopes and compasses and, you know, movement sensors, so it's easy to do. They compared the data that they received with the general public's online search habits, found that students reported higher levels of stress as people were seeking information about COVID fatigue. Quote, interest in COVID fatigue is a unique tool that allows us to understand how the quote-unquote new normal may be associated with poor mental health outcomes, said Dante Mack, the first author of the study. Campbell and Jeremy Huckins, a lecturer on psychological and brain sciences, said they noticed the beginnings of a behavioral shift last spring. Early findings published in June of last year saw students were more sedentary and visited fewer locations, because in many cases they weren't allowed to go to most places, than previously, an indication that they followed shelter-in-place guidelines implemented by state and local governments and their own college. Rates of anxiety and depression soared during the spring break of 2020, a time of year when students usually sleep more and report low levels of stress. Campbell and Huckins found these levels have yet to return to pre-pandemic normal, according to researchers. Before the pandemic set in, some students definitely were depressed or anxious, but on average, students weren't scoring high on either of these metrics. We have these massive changes in mental health and behavior due to COVID. We've never seen anything like that. Now, let's blame what actually needs to be blamed.
The government.
It's the state and these state schools, these government systems and government schools. They are the ones who told people how to live, and also the obedience of people, of course. The people have been trained to do what they're told, have been trained to go along to get along, and so they obediently went along with whatever stupid restrictions were put on them, these arbitrary controls over their lives, and surprise, suicides are up.
And that's why, like, non-coercion is so important, because the real imbalance in these people's lives is their imbalance of just the freedom to do whatever they want to do with their lives that would make them happy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I brought up the government earlier. Like, people need to get out of this system first of all, to decide to be happy. You can't live in a system where you literally are a slave to a war machine and just expect to never be depressed and, oh, well, I'm just going to take a pill that will make me like a zombie and accept my fate as a slave to a war machine. Just start buying Bitcoin.
That's right out. Taking a pill to make yourself feel like you just described, I mean, that's right out of, you know, historic fiction. Like, I guess 1984 didn't really have that. I guess they had the gin, right?
Gin.
We just finished listening to 1984. And then Aldous Huxley.
Yeah, Brave New World.
Brave New World. It was Soma was the pill that the people were on to keep them happy.
There's one in The Giver, too.
Which we have yet to watch. Anyway, going on. We have these massive changes, he says, due to COVID. No, it's due to the crackdowns, and it's due to people's obedience. The research comes after a difficult year on the Dartmouth campus. 4 Dartmouth students died this school year, devastating the campus. Now, they don't say how they died. Was it suicide? Because it certainly doesn't seem like that it was COVID. Like, if it was COVID, they would say due to COVID. They died because of COVID. No, they're not saying that. Devastating the campus of more than 4,400 undergraduates and sparking outrage among those who say the school's inadequate mental health resources are partially to blame. And here we go.
Wow, that makes it sound more like it was suicide.
Yeah, they actually get into it here. First-year student Bo DeBray, there for his first year, died by suicide in November. Another freshman, Connor Tiffany, died, quote, unexpectedly in March, school officials said. Elizabeth Reimer, also a freshman, died at her home in Holtsville, New York. And finally, junior Lamaze Kareem died in April following complications with a medical condition unrelated to coronavirus. According to the college president, the college did not say how the other students died. Last month, several graffitied messages admonishing the administration's handling of what students have called a mental health crisis were found in 3 different locations on the campus, including the president's driveway.
I would agree that they don't need to be doing things to make the customers, a.k.a. the students at their schools, lives more miserable, and they don't need to be doing things to cause them to have bad mental health, but also you shouldn't be outsourcing your mental health hygiene to your college. That's so silly.
Well, to expect that they are going to help you when you're in need. I mean, these are the people who are telling you to put masks on. These are the people who are telling you to be obedient.
And to not be social.
The idea that they're going to all of a sudden be able to help you if you're feeling down and out, if you're feeling depressed, these are not the right people to turn to. I mean, if they put you on a pill, that's not going to make your life better, in my opinion. Your thoughts are welcome, though. Back to the old call-in line, 603-283-6160. Give that a shot here tonight. We did test it just a moment ago. It seemed like it was working. 603-283-6160. So that's in the news. And then related, these vaccinated people, some of them are still, quote, nervous, speaking of anxious people, about going back to normal. We can talk about that on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.